This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Lok Sabha has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill on 25, negating the amendments moved by opposition. The bill was cleared by the House with 288 members who voted in favour of it, while 232 members voted against the bill. The lower house held discussion over the bill for over 12 hours till late last night. The Waqf Amendment Bill on 25 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "Such assumption that non-Muslims will interfere in the Waqf board dealings is wrong." He said, "India is safest country for the minorities." Rejecting the allegation levelled by opposition of government being anti-minority, he said, "Narendra Modi government has taken care of even the smallest minority community like the Parsis." Mr. Rijiju said removal of Waqf by user proposed is to avoid property disputes.
ये जो वक्फ बाय यूजर चलते फिरते में कोई कहता है कि एक जमाने में यहां मेरा बाप दादा या उस जमाने में ये जमीन को ऐसा इस्तेमाल करता था अगर वक्फ बोर्ड कहने पर उस जमीन को उस जगह को वक्फ डिक्लेयर कर देता है तो ये कैसे हम मान सकता है कोई प्रमाणित रूप से अगर कहे कि ये उस समय वक्फ के लिए इस्तेमाल किया गया था सर्टिफिकेट दिखाइए कोई डॉक्यूमेंट दिखाइए तो फिर इसको वक्फ डिक्लेयर किया जा सकता है.
Earlier, moving the bill, the minister said it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. The minister said, as per the present bill, the Waqf boards will have representations of different Muslim sects, women and non-Muslims and others. He accused the opposition of misleading people over the bill. Responding to opposition, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill has been brought after detailed deliberations by the Joint Parliament Committee as approved by the Cabinet. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He said this bill is against the Constitution. Participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP said, "This country belongs to the Muslim community as much as it does to the Hindus. There is no doubt in it." Krishna Prasad Tinedi of TDP supported the bill. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "No non-Muslim will come into the Waqf." He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
वक्त में कोई गैर इस्लामिक सदस्य आएगा ही नहीं ये स्पष्टता समझ लीजिए ना मुतवल्ली गैर इस्लामिक होगा ना वाकिफ गैर इस्लामी होगा जो धार्मिक संस्थाओं का संचालन करते हैं उसमें कोई गैर मुस्लिम व्यक्ति रखने का प्रावधान किया भी नहीं है हम करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं माननीय.
Mr. Shah said this is a huge misconception that this bill will interfere with the religious conduct of Muslims and interfere with the property donated by them. The House also gave approval to the Musliman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024, which repeals the Musliman Waqf Act 1923. The Lok Sabha adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur. The House held a brief discussion on the resolution in which Shashi Tharoor of Congress, Lalji Verma of SP, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, Sarani Ghosh of TMC and others spoke on the resolution and raised the issue of violence in the state and the hardships faced by the people there. Replying to a debate on the statutory resolution in the House, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is making all-out efforts to restore normalcy in Manipur. He said the first priority of the government is to bring peace in the state. He added that in the last 4 months, no death has been reported in the state. He said the government wants the peace to be restored soon in the state. Mr. Shah said that after the imposition of President's rule in Manipur, the government held meetings with the two groups. After completing the business, the Lok Sabha was adjourned to meet at 11 a.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Thailand this morning to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. This will be the Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand after 2019 and 2016. PM Modi will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart Pethong Tan Shinawatra at Bangkok this evening. They will review the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discuss ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchange views on regional and multilateral issues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.